Burn Line Podcast. The burn line on a well-crafted cigar is straight and sharp as a razor, much like our wit and wisdom. And what is up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, over the age of 21, you are listening to Burn Line Podcast, coming to you not live from the Hot Box, the smoky back room where deals are struck and fortunes are made, adjacent to the Phoenix Room, nestled amongst the complex of rooms that comprise tobacco on Main Street, Westminster, Maryland, USA. I'm Johnny Midas.
And I'm Alfumo.
And we smoke cigars.
We do.
And today, we have got something kind of special for everybody. Pulling out my Diamond Crown wooden leather travel case.
Special edition.
From the holiday Diamond Crown set. And this is what we're smoking. This is the GOAT by Nasser Cigars. This is an AJ Fernandez cigar. Let's hold it up here for everybody to see. And we'll talk about it because it is not an AJ stick, but it's an AJ stick.
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll get into all of that.
Normal AJ collab.
Yes, very typical for AJ, and it looks like it's going to be fucking amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So, we are smoking the Robusto 5x52. This has an MSRP of $16.67, which, if you're not paying attention, is a little steep for an AJ stick.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to smoke this and tell you all about it, and then we're also going to talk to you about cigar memories. So we just had Father's Day. Some of us have memories of smoking a cigar with Dad or something like that.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, we probably have some pretty good cigar memories to share and to make in the future. And we're going to make some right now with you guys here on Burnline. But to do that, we actually have to smoke this cigar.
Mm-hmm.
So before we mutilate it, just a observation. I don't have the box here, but I'll put it on the screen for everybody to see. Pretty good branding. And then, you know, when you look at it, to me, the gold and the red work great, except look at the red on the AJ Fernandez band.
Oh, yeah.
It clashes.
Isn't that AJ's red, though?
It's AJ's red, but here's why it clashes. It is a tint, and the red up top is a shade. And that is a classic do not do this in graphic design. Now, it probably saved some money because he just used the red AJ band, right? So, can't fault him for that. The ram's head on the front of it, the goat on the front, looks vaguely satanic. I love it.
Yeah.
And the wrapper is a Mexican San Andres. This is Maduro aged. It is not dark.
No.
Right? It's chocolate brown, which, you know, a lot of companies that are putting out Maduro San Andres wrappers are making them super black.
Yeah.
Right? They didn't do that with this one. And actually, I think that gives them some style points.
Yeah, looks good like that.
Yeah, toothy wrapper, slightly rustic, as you'd expect from San Andres tobacco. Looks like it has got a double or triple cap, at least a double. I don't see any flaws. And I love the fact that I can see most of the wrapper.
Yeah, I do like that, yeah.
We talked about this last week, and I'll keep bringing it up. Love the little cedar sleeve, Fuente, but knock it off. All these companies that put all the covering. Asylum is terrible. CLE.
Rocky.
A lot of Christian A. Rose products have, like, the wax paper all the way down, and it's like, but I can't see what I'm about to smoke.
Right.
It might be shit under there, and I'll never know.
Right.
Tatuaje in the foil wraps.
Yeah, Tatuaje in the foil wraps.
Not buying a cigar, I can't look at it.
Oscar Valdez and the entire fucking
line.
So, you know, that's a when I'm shopping, I don't like it. I don't like it. So, especially, you know, like, if I buy a box from somewhere, wrapped in cello, unmolested, okay. But when I'm buying it off the shelf, I'm like, I don't know who fucking dropped this and stepped on it.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Just more, opinions that are right from Burnline Podcast. Let's go ahead and get this cut.
All right, let me open it. I just left it open so they could see. I'm pretty sure this is from wherever you bought that, though.
Yeah, that UPC does not look like it came from the factory. No. If anybody knows different, drop us a line, burnlinepodcast@gmail.com, and let us know. But I don't think the cello comes
doesn't
with
look like
the
factory UPC.
Yeah. All right, it is time for the official cutting. I am cutting, and you are cutting, Craftsman's Bench, open-ended double guillotine.
That's right.
The official cutting brought to you by Lord Baltimore Distributors. The official cutting is brought to you by Lord Baltimore Distributors. Featuring proprietary blends available nowhere else, Lord Baltimore Distributors are meticulously crafted boutique cigars made in small batches for every palate. Lord Baltimore Distributors, when only the best will do. And as always, we remind you to clip that cigar with authority. No limp-wristed cutting allowed. And we are going to go ahead and give this cigar a nice hand job. I can see a decent amount of stuff coming out.
Dude, that gold looks better outside of that cello.
Oh, yeah.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah. My bands are sliding all over, which I kind of love, kind of don't love. But I'm going to take the AJ1. Ooh, I can't.
See, yeah, it only goes about halfway, yeah.
Interesting. But it comes off like most AJ bands with zero effort. So first band test, just a little touch of fruit pectin on there to hold it in place.
Beautiful. Points.
Yep, for sure. Now that I removed that, look at this, though. What are those white flecks on there?
Okay.
It's not on the surface. It's like in the cigar.
It's gold.
It's platinum.
I have a couple on mine. There's like one.
I really, really don't know what that is, but doesn't it look like aluminum or something?
Yeah, I'm not sure. That's weird.
Some of them are on a vein and some are not, so it's not like oozing sap or something.
I only have one on mine.
It looks like fucking aluminum foil. And it does not scrape off. All right, I'm gonna do a little strict no-no and get out the old official Johnny Midas Leatherman Skeletool. Try and scrape this off and see what happens. So it is scraping off. It is something that got stuck to the leaf that is not tobacco. Very obvious when you look at it. I wonder if it's actually part of the gold foil from the band.
Hmm.
Do you have any?
No, I only have one right there.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You leave yours on. I'll scrape mine off. Whoever dies got it wrong.
Okay.
All right.
By the way, there's a lot of fruit pectin on mine. There's a lot, like, up here.
Yeah, there is, where they put the cap on and everything. However...
No, it's not even near the cap. It's, like, down here. Look at that.
Yeah.
And then down here, somebody with fingers, sticky fingers, yeah, literally touched this.
But the good thing about fruit pectin is it doesn't affect a fucking thing.
Yeah, it doesn't. I was just pointing it out.
It just the presentation. Mine is a perfect cigar, like, if you roll it around.
By the way, ours is different. Mine's darker.
Oh, yeah, yours is darker, more mottled. Mine is perfect. Perfect texture and color, no issues at all.
Just
hard to...
From the same box?
Yeah. Hard to, you know, get a cigar like this.
Mm-hmm.
I would not expect the cigar to look like this, but this looks like the one you photographed for the commercial, so I got lucky. I did it on purpose. I'll give you the shitty one. All right, it's time for the official lighting. Brought to you by 2C Premium Coffee. The official lighting is brought to you by 2C Premium Coffee. Keep your day fueled with delicious coffee from 2C Premium Coffee. Featuring select beans from Bali, Kenya, Ethiopia, and around the world, 2C Premium utilizes continual roasting, so you are always getting a truly fresh cup of premium coffee. 2C Premium Coffee, morning made us. And as always, we remind you, toasted, not roasted. Treat that cigar with the love and respect it deserves, and it will return the flavor. Of course, I'm lighting up with my ST DuPont double flame, flat flame blade lighter, 24 karat gold plated because I'm Johnny Midas. And you still have to get propane for yours.
Yeah, propane.
Butane. Sorry. But if you missed last week's episode, I got El Fumo Align 2 in royal blue and gold, also 24 karat gold, because you're hanging out with me.
Yeah.
No more shitty lighters.
First off, way fucking better than last week.
Yeah, that's a low bar, dude. That Jesus doesn't even count. Doesn't even count. Should and we're not going to rehash that. Okay. Everyone can go watch the other episode. That is a really delicious cigar off the bat. So, there's a... First of all, it's medium. Now, I've got some notes here from the pre-show stick. Pegged to the strength at a 5. And I'm about at a 5.5 right now.
I'm at 5.5, almost 6. Like, right off the bat, you're like, oh, shit. Mine
mellowed down. The first one mellowed down. And it's about medium bodied, so you know the body is not full and chewy and all of that. But you taste pepper right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely have that Mexican San Andres earth flavor.
Yeah, a little bit of cocoa on there.
Just a hint of everything you would use to make Christmas cookies, mm-hmm. Christmas desserts. So it's like, oh, just the reminder of almond, just the reminder of allspice, the reminder of cinnamon.
And a touch of anise.
Touch of anise. So, and sweet,
mm-hmm.
right? So it reminds me of, and same thing with the cocoa, it's like your... Meemaw is going on a cooking spree for Christmas, and she's got all of the shit out, and it's just scattered everywhere, and you, like, walk through the kitchen
mm-hmm.
and are just smelling the ingredients,
mm-hmm.
which, unfortunately, you can't smell sweet. But you're licking your lips after eating one of those butter cookies that come in the blue tin, right? So you have that lingering savor.
Wait, cookies come in those? I thought it was just...
You thought it was just sewing supplies? No, actually, they start out with cookies in them.
Okay.
Grandma never told you that one.
It's like bourbon barrels.
Yeah. And there's like that rich, full, nutty component that some leaves have when they're fermented a certain way that's really hard to draw an analog to in the flavor world. It sort of reminds me of Brazil nuts, but that creamy, rich, nutty flavor. Or chestnuts. Have you ever had chestnuts?
I might have. I don't remember what they taste like exactly.
Unsalted chestnuts, though. So, here's the story behind this cigar. This is the goat, right? And it has a goat on it. And there's no, you know, periods after each letter or indicator that this is supposed to be the greatest of all time. Although so far it's a great cigar. And this is a Nasser Cigars goat. Okay? The wrapper is Mexican San Andres. The binder is Viso Corojo from Condega in Esteli. So the Condega region is kind of famous for its sweet earthy tones, whereas Esteli is famous for spice and pepper.
Mm-hmm.
And then Viso is the position on the plant, right? So you have Viso, Seco, Velado. And then Corojo is the breed, or the type of tobacco. The filler combines Nicaraguan Criollo Seco from Esteli, as well as hybrid Viso from Esteli, with just a smidge of Corojo Ligero from Jalapa. Ligero, the top section of the plant, that's the spicy, flavorful, but doesn't burn very well.
Right.
Corojo, really good tobacco. And that's grown in the Jalapa region, which I think is a milder region, in my opinion, in Nicaragua. These were, AJ helped blend them, and they were made in his Tabacalera Fernandez in Nicaragua. And most of the tobacco, in fact, all the tobacco except the wrapper, I believe, came from AJ's farms. And so all of the websites advertise this as the goat by AJ Fernandez. Technically, it's not. And so this is a collaboration between Jeff Nasser and AJ Fernandez and was available exclusively at Nasser's Lounge in Haiti. Chef Nasser proprietaire, mm-hmm. right? And so, but it's a phenomenal stick. And we'll see when we go to rank the value, what we think about the price, mm-hmm. right? But basically, they could make a lot more of them than they can sell in Haiti, to where AJ's like, I can distribute this more broadly.
Yeah.
And so AJ has the distribution rights in the U.S. Now, it is a super limited release, right? They don't have that many, and only certain stores get them. The most commonly available is the soft box pressed Toro, 6x52. This is the Parejo Robusto, 5x52, and it's a lot more rare and hard to find. The price difference is bizarre because the Toro is like 17 MSRP,
yeah.
which means you're probably paying 18, 19, 25, depending on rarity.
Mm-hmm.
And you lose an inch and you lose, you know, 30 cents. So, well,
yeah.
you lose 1/6 of the cigar and you only take 30 cents off the price, which is probably why the Toro is more popular. So, this is actually a Nasser Cigars product, and that's what it says on the band. So right there, Nasser Cigars on either side and on the box. But then it says in much bigger letters, by AJ Fernandez.
Which right? is normal.
Well, it's also a benefit for Nasser Cigars, because who the fuck is Nasser Cigars? Mm-hmm. Nobody knows. Everybody knows Fernandez. And I haven't liked all of his blends. I've smoked, especially the lower-end cigars. What was it? The Honduran? I just didn't like.
It was okay.
The San Lotano was, it was okay.
New World, right?
Yes, New World Series. But super affordable. I mean, super affordable. Like, sub $6.
Yeah.
Right? So, pretty good. Came in pretty good on the value range. But I do think that my palate is similar to Fernandez's because of, I can taste everything he's trying to put together in his sticks, and I like most of them.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I think that for Nasser Cigars, it's actually a big win to put by AJ in big letters because everybody knows Fernandez.
Yeah.
Right. So distributed in the U.S. by AJ, AJ Tobacco, AJ Factory, mm-hmm. AJ helped blend it. So, you know, a passion project, and then, hey, let's just make it more widely available. So the good news about this cigar is, it can be had for right around MSRP. There's not really a markup on it. There probably will be after this show. But for now, you can get them pretty close to MSRP plus taxes,
mm-hmm.
depending on which state you're in.
And shipping.
That's the good news. The bad news is they are not widely available, and they're disappearing fast.
Mm-hmm.
And on the secondary market, this is good enough. They'll probably sell 25 to 30 a piece. And people will probably pay that because, at least I put in my notes, it's better than a lot of $25 cigars I've smoked. Mm-hmm. So, we'll talk more about that later when we talk about the value side of this. But that's what we're smoking. The Nasser The Goat by AJ Fernandez, Robusto 5x52, with an MSRP just under $17.
By the way, really firm draw.
Mine's not.
Really?
No, you know, I like a firm draw. I would say that this is right where I like it. So for most people, this would be slightly tighter than normal, although not severe.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
A lot better than last week.
The other thing I would say, like, the retro on this is fucking phenomenal because the cigar is sort of mild enough. You can retro every puff without, like, burning your nose hairs.
Singing them, yeah.
And you really just bring out so much more flavor. And that's one reason I like those medium-bodied cigars, is because I can do that and get a lot more flavors out. And this one delivers on that. I'm still at a 5.5 for strength. How about you? Has it picked up, dropped off?
About still the same? At a 5.5, yeah.
5.5. By the way, if there's any questions out there, yes, absolutely, any cigar strength rating should have decimal points in it. To not do that is just silly and obstinate. So, just setting the record straight, the correct way to do it is with decimals, and this is 5.5. So
5.56.
Okay, one decimal. You fucking Nazi.
Whoa.
All right, so it is time for socials and surprises. And
I will Vanna White for you if you want.
On the, yeah, in a minute. So on the social media front, Jeff from the Contact Us button on our link tree in the show notes down below, that links to burnlinepodcast@gmail.com. And I know which ones come from the Contact Us because I've set up to have a specific, what do you call that, subject line.
Mm-hmm.
So I can tell the difference between the two. So from Contact Us, Jeff writes, how come all of the cigars you smoke are pretty good? Any idea about smoking some shitty cigars? We want to know. Love, Jeff. Jeff, by the way, old work colleague down in South Carolina. So shout out to Jeff. Hope you're still doing great. And I guess that my answer to that one is watch last week's show.
Yeah, seriously.
We did not plan it that way.
No.
Actually, we were pretty fucking disappointed. I mean, seriously, I know I was.
I was excited, dude.
Like, the marketing way outstripped the cigar. The truth is, we try to smoke cigars we think people would be interested in. Mm-hmm. So that includes some nice cigars, some new release cigars, yeah. Cigars from famous people or brands. You know, we did the Davidoff Year of the Snake,
yeah.
You know, for the Year of the Snake, and it's a Davidoff. That's kind of how we choose the cigars.
Yeah, it's mostly new releases, just because that's...
Yeah, works out better. Because that's what you guys are interested in. You know, we occasionally will smoke an old standby.
Drew Estate's Brothers of the Leaf. That was an old vintage.
Yes, we did the Fuente Hemingway Signature Oscuro.
Was Casa Fuente kind of?
Fucking phenomenal, you know.
Count as that, or no?
Yeah, so... You know, we have smoked some old standbys, but for the most part, it's, you know, kind of newer stuff, mm-hmm. kind of cool stuff, limited release, mm-hmm. you know. But what we don't do is, like, oh, let's not smoke that one, mm-hmm. because it's going to suck. And we had a few surprises. You know, Nick's Opus X Eye of the Shark,
mm-hmm.
complete dog shit, just rolled wrong, canoed the fuck out of it, could never recover it.
What was that,
We lost the Byron.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a Byron 1865 or whatever, $65, $70 cigar. It was trash.
Mm-hmm.
It was a horrible flavor. The whole experience was,
yeah.
I mean, it was just bad. But we actually, I lost the media on that when I switched over computers. I don't know what I did with it. I think I deleted it by accident.
It's in the ether somewhere.
It's somewhere.
What was that, Lancero that I had that just obliterated itself. Was it a Lancero? Right around Christmas time.
I don't know. We've done a lot of shows.
Yeah, so many.
But, in any case, Jeff, thank you. And, yeah, we're not picking and choosing, but at the same time, we are trying to smoke good cigars mm-hmm. because it's a consumer podcast, right? So we're not going to go smoke through the low end of the cabinet and be like, oh, these Tatianas are no good. You know, like, you can figure that out for yourself for 99 cents or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So, that's kind of how we make that decision. So, you guys are our marketing plan. If you believe that we add value to the cigar industry, please like, share, subscribe, comment, nice 5-star review. If you're on Spotify, you can click on the episode, scroll down, and comment on it, what you like, didn't like. And, of course, reach out to us, burnlinepodcast@gmail.com, or in the show notes, there is a link tree. Click on that. Contact us. We'll also take you to that email. We want to hear from you guys. Let us know what you like, what you don't like, what you'd like us to smoke or not smoke, if you disagree with us, any ideas you might have for show segments. Hey, this is your show, but only if you take advantage of it. So reach out. We'd love to hear from you. We might even read your email on the show.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want us to read it on the show, let us know. Preferably in the first sentence of the email, because I don't want to get to the bottom and have to edit it all out. All right. And I do have a surprise for everybody. I brought something really cool. We're not smoking it today. But I have got the Arturo Fuente Opus 6 Yellow. pack that came out like for the holidays last year. So, Angel, if you can go ahead and videotape this. Right here. Let me know when you're good.
You're good.
So, the outside cardboard box does have the branding on it. And like a lot of Fuente stuff, we've unboxed boxes within boxes within boxes. So you've got the black sleeve with the gold writing. And that comes off. And then you have the red shoebox with the gold embossed. It's not about cigars. It's about people. Thank you for making a difference in this world, one child at a time. Release November 2024. Carlito Fuente. Open that guy up.
Look at that.
And as usual, you have the chamois. This is brown. Underneath, you have Carlos Arturo Fuente, The Fuente Story, Passion Behind the Tradition and Legacy Booklet. And you can see it's glossy pages, lots of photos, and it's really the story of the Fuente family.
Man, you get like a book in almost every special release now.
Yes.
It's always good to read about them.
And
look at that. Oh.
Check out the artwork on that guy.
Dude, and, that's dope.
Yep, it says Opus 6, 2013 to 2014. It's got the art of Carlito and Carlito? I don't know if they're junior or whatever, but... And then Prometheus Opus 6, limited edition, November 2024. Open it up.
What is that?
There's some padding to keep the cigars from rattling around in here. Certificate of Authenticity, released November 2024. Total release quantity, 400 limited edition travel humidors. Right? So this is one of only 400 in the world. And this is like plastic, actually. It has like a vellum feel to it. And then underneath, you have the Chateau de la Fuente, Fuente Age Selection, 1992. And you have the date of 2021 on each one of them. That's the Lancero, the Don Carlos, the Forbidden, etc., etc., etc. Nice. So there you go, the latest addition to the Johnny Midas Fuente collection. I just thought it was beautiful and wanted to share it with everybody. So there you go. And it's time for our first break. So why don't we go to break? And when we come back, we will do our tobacconist tip of the week.
Tip of the week.
Don't go away. Tip of the week with Angel Solorio.
All right, tobacconist tip of the week. Because of our experience last week, this reminded me of this other tip. Whenever you have a horrible cigar and it smells and it stinks, just drop it in the ashtray. Don't tamp it out. Don't, you know, even though you don't care for it anymore, don't squeeze the shit out of it and destroy it in the ashtray, because then it will just stink up even worse and it'll linger for a while.
Yeah, let it go out naturally.
Just let it go.
And then I would add to that the band, the cello, whatever. Mm. Don't fucking put that where it can combust. Mm-hmm. Please don't put cello in the ashtray at the lounge. But same thing with the band. You know, if you just let your cigar go out naturally, mm-hmm. you're fine.
Yeah.
Right. If you smoked it down to the band is still on there. You didn't take the band off. You don't want it combusting, because it smells like a paper fire, and that's not what you want to smell when, you know, you're smoking a cigar. So this is why I smoke outdoors.
Yeah.
Right? Because I can get away with a lot more shit. And, you know, I'm just smelling the cigar and the Utz factory.
Yeah.
So.
And there's two sticks that are, not that I'm saying they're horrible, but you can let go. The Leaf by Oscar, it has like a paper.
Yes.
Band and the, which KFC?
Well, the Leaf by Oscar has basically ground up cigar leaf that they press into a,
yeah,
a band, and theoretically you can smoke it. I tried it one time.
Did it work? How did
it? It worked. I could definitely immediately taste a flavor change that was not pleasant, so I just wouldn't do it if I were you.
Yeah.
But yes, and really, so, you know, appreciate that, but, I mean, I would just take it a step further and say, do that with all your fucking cigars.
Mm-hmm.
Just let them go out naturally. Don't mash them down, tamp them out, because it does create a really acrid, you know, less enjoyable flavor for everyone else in the lounge to smoke. All right, good. So, it's time for our topic of the week, which is cigar memories.
All
right. So, you know, we just had Father's Day last weekend, and some of us have, you know, some cool, interesting stories about smoking a cigar with Dad or something, or maybe smoking something else with Dad, but it just got me thinking about cigar memories, and I thought we would talk through some of them. All right. And, you know, encourage our listeners, make some memories with cigars, right? So, one that you can share in, you know, we were the exclusive podcast host live of Ray Lewis's Legendary Moments new cigar. And that was freaking cool, you know? By the way, great guy. Just a gentleman. And he dressed sharp, too.
Yeah.
Which was nice. That was a legendary moment for sure.
Yeah.
Right. But I want to start out with my first lounge experience. All
right.
Right. So I was young and, you know, smoked cigars occasionally, and I was traveling for work and, was at corporate for a thing. And corporate was in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Well, I'm used to running a distribution center where you start at O-Dark 30 and you get shit done, you know, 10, 11-hour days, whatever it took, you know, as the general manager. And I get to corporate and, like, they're not even starting until, like, 8:30, you know, something like that. Getting off at 4, 4:35, you know. I'm like, wait a minute, 8 to 4:30 is an 8-hour day with a 30-minute lunch. That's kind of normal. It's not normal for me, right? So I had all this free time. You know, by 8 o'clock, I've already done half my day. I've been up for 4 hours, right? So I'm like, what do I do with all my spare time? Because I don't want to waste it. So I'm looking around. It's Chattanooga, right? Like, I guess that's famous for, like, that old swing band song, Chattanooga Choo Choo. There's a VW plant there, and that's it. So this is back when we had the yellow pages, don't tell anybody, but they used to have these books that you flipped through, and so I'm doing that, like, what is there to do? And it's like, you know, old-fashioned candy shop, you know, Boo Hiss. I'm like, I want to meet fucking powerful people and kill some shit and drag it back in my cave, right? Well, I saw a cigar lounge, and I'm like, wait a minute. Like, you have to have disposable income to smoke cigars, and it's kind of classy. Like, cigar smoking has a mystique about it. You almost imagine, like, a bunch of rich bankers gathered in this room or something, you know, plotting world domination, which is right up my alley. So, I was like, I'm going to try this out. So, and I can't remember the name of the lounge. I don't even know if they're still in business, or I'd give them a shout out. But so I went to this lounge. It had like a black marble floor, and all of the chairs were barber chairs. And in the armrest was like a swivel, right? So there's a almost like for a cup or something here. But they had a peg in there with a swivel, and on there was an ashtray. So you could sit down and kind of move your ashtray around. Standalone bar. You can sell some drinks in that state. Like pre-bottled.
Sounds like America to me.
I'm not sure if you can tap, and of course you can't do liquor, but you do like beers. And there's a walk-in humidor. So, you know, I grabbed a stick. I think I grabbed a Camacho or something. I was still learning about cigars and stuff. And I met two people that first day. Mm-hmm. The first was a retired U.S. Circuit Court judge who spent 45 minutes telling me everything that's wrong with our justice system. And the second was a 104-year-old Iwo Jima vet walking around with an oxygen bottle plugged into his nose while smoking a cigar. That motherfucker's like, they didn't blow me up in Iwo Jima, I'm not worried about the oxygen. I don't know. But this guy was fucking sharp as a tack and sarcastic. You know, like, he went right in. I started talking to him, just all these sly barbs or whatever about, you know, young, stupid people like me. And I really appreciated it. You know, like, he might have been smarter than the judge. You know, walking around on his own, 104, smoking cigars, I was hooked. I was like, I can't, you know, you got the Masonic Lodge, but that's really, like, small, or limited. Other than that, where do you go to meet strangers, become friends over a conversation and a shared hobby, meet cool, interesting people? I mean, public houses are dead. It's all like bars trying to turn tables with loud music.
Yeah.
I guess there's church, depending on if you can stand it and what part of the country you're in.
Yeah.
They won't let me in anymore after the lightning struck the last few times.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, where can you go? It's limited, and I found you can walk into any cigar lounge and typically bond with somebody and make friends and meet really interesting people. There's not a lot of places like that left in our culture. So that's a cigar memory that sticks with me.
Nice.
And we are smoking Nasser Cigars, The Goat by A.J. Fernandez, 5x52 Robusto, retailing for $16.67, Mexican San Andres wrapper, a Condega Corojo binder with fillers from Esteli and Jalapa, of course, mostly AJ Tobacco, and rolled at Tabacalera Fernandez in Nicaragua. And before you jump in with your cigar memories, just a few quick updates on flavor. So we're both not that far in. You're not even half. Starting the second third.
Yep.
Yeah, me too. I think we've smoked the same amount of cigar.
Yeah, I'm just a hair ahead.
Just a hair ahead.
Dude, this is actually
a little bit of a slow burner.
Yeah, I like it though for the size. I was actually worried I was going to finish this pretty quickly. But.
Yeah, it burns very evenly. Beautiful ash, beautiful burn line. Mm-hmm. Yours looks like a fucking commercial right now.
Yeah.
All right, so let's update everybody on the... So first of all, this is a really delicious cigar. Mm-hmm. Just the way the tobacco came together, all the flavors work, right? And I'll give you a counter example. If you're out there in the audience struggling a little bit with what I'm talking about, bacon is really good.
Yeah.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are really good. I'm not sure I would put bacon on my peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Why not?
I don't know. I didn't think that one through. But the point is, there are things that can be really good by themselves, and you put them together, and they're maybe not so good. Right? Like, you might enjoy a delicious salad, and you might enjoy a delicious steak, but you're not going to cut the steak up and put it on top of your salad. It would make you feel like a sinner, because you would be.
Or putting ketchup on steak.
Yeah, ketchup is great on fries, not on steak.
Yeah.
Ketchup is perfect on steak, lots of people say it, as long as the steak is properly cooked, which is to say, hard as a brick, a little ketchup, a lot of heat, But where I'm going with that is the flavor in this cigar make a coherent whole. Mm-hmm. We're kind of picking them out for the show, but they don't stand out. It's one flavor of the cigar, and it's really delicious. Mm-hmm. So what? Give me a little bit of flavor power update.
So that like nutty chocolatey really picked up.
Mm-hmm. Can I jump in?
Yeah.
Did you get like a little thing in the back of your mind, Nutella?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a little bit of, hey, this reminds me of Nutella. Yeah.
Yeah, a little five now and strength. Did you just a hair, not a whole lot?
Yep, I agree.
By the way, the smoke's very silky.
Mm-hmm.
So I like it. It's not acrid or very stingy like the last one.
No, the in your mouth, the smoke feels like you're pulling a French silk handkerchief out of your mouth.
Yeah.
Like, it really does feel silky. And I would say that it's medium-bodied. It's definitely there.
Still a firm draw for me, which is not bad.
I think most people would say that mine is on the firm side. For me, it's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And I like mine on the firm side. But I wouldn't say that mine is firm. I would just say it's on the firm side. Sure. Sort of like, I think this would remind me of a Fuente Hemingway, if you've ever smoked one of those.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like when you draw on, it's not a tight draw.
Right.
But you're like, you do have to tell it to smoke.
Yeah.
You know. What's picked up for me is there is a warm wood component
mm-hmm.
in there. It splits the line in flavor. Where wood turns into leather.
Okay.
So it's not quite wood, and it's not quite leather. It's really just well-fermented tobacco. So yeah. I don't know what it is.
So but wearing it tastes, a leather apron in the wood shop.
Yeah, yeah. It tastes delicious.
Mm-hmm.
There's still a little sweetness, a little cocoa, and then there's just that, once the smoke leaves your mouth, pepper on your palate.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't taste peppery when you're smoking it. Yeah. And you can retrohale it, and there's just the suggestion of a little burn in your nostrils.
Yeah. Hold that in your palate a little bit, and you get a hint of espresso.
Like the front?
Like, right? Like, just hold it in your mouth, and then the top, middle top palate, you get a hint of espresso.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, this is good.
This is a really good cigar.
It's really good with the coffee.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This is a coffee cigar for sure. Honestly, of course, it helps if you're drinking 2C Premium Coffee.
Yeah.
Like, shout out to the sponsor.
Yeah. And I think this is a good breakfast cigar. It's not strong.
Yeah, I would say that if you're a cigar smoker, you could have this as a breakfast cigar. If you don't smoke more than one cigar a week, don't do it.
Yeah.
It is strong enough that I can see it messing with folks that, you know, don't smoke that frequently.
You're two cigars in by the time you're driving to work, aren't you?
No. No, that's my first cigar.
Okay.
Yeah, I will typically smoke nothing or like three cigars a day. You know, I go back and forth.
Yeah.
But that is kind of typical for me. Yeah, nothing being like every second Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm waiting for my paycheck to hit, that's when I'm supposed to work nothing. So that was just a quick flavor update. Since we are a cigar show, want to pay attention to it. So tell me about, give me a couple of cigar memories. Yeah, band comes right off.
Love it.
And if you want to or have to peel it, I'm going to do the second one.
Yeah, see how that peels. Should be through practicing as well.
I trimmed my Coke finger, so I have trouble getting this off. Yep, it is fruit pectin, not too liberally applied. Comes right off, no damage to the wrapper. Now, why can't other manufacturers figure that out?
Then I should be the industry standard. All right, so, smoking memory. I have a really good one, especially a dad-involved one. So, my first cigar was when I was 16 with my dad, and my mom... I should have kept the box, but I didn't know where my cigar smoking career would go at 16. I don't remember what it was, but it was a 5-pack of Cuban cigars, of actual Cuban cigars. My mom had just come back from Mexico and bought me a 5-pack of Cubans, and my dad showed me how to cut and light it. So that was pretty fun.
Do you remember the brand?
That's what I said. I don't know.
I know Qual Dorsey sells a 5-pack that's fairly accessible.
Yeah, I know it was a 5-pack and it was a yellow box. And then
Qual Dorsey.
Probably. Yeah, it was really, really good.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are good cigars. That's a great memory.
Yeah, and then another one was, unfortunately, it got destroyed moving cars around and stuff earlier this year. But remember that Panama Jack hat I have?
Mm-hmm.
That my dad bought it for me at Bill's Lounge when he still owned it. For my
okay.
One of my birthdays, so he got to meet Bill. It was awesome. We hung out, smoked some cigars.
And for those of you that aren't familiar, Bill had a fantastic cigar lounge in Gettysburg.
Mm-hmm.
Right on the circle.
Right, yeah. Right,
historic downtown Gettysburg. Right next to the We Sell Civil War Memorabilia place and all that stuff. Unfortunately, he sold business and moved on.
Yep.
And the business is no longer a business.
Nope.
But while it was there, it was a nice little hangout in Gettysburg.
Nationally renowned, too.
It was. And, you know, when you would go there for, like, the events, you know, a lot of big tourist attraction.
Mm-hmm.
That was a place where the men could slip away while the women go shop.
Which happened a lot.
And,
is my husband here? No.
Yeah.
Slip me a five to tell you no.
Might have done that once or twice.
Yeah.
I did that in Nassau.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was there with my wife and she wanted to go shopping and I left and I went and smoked a cigar. And
yeah.
I went to the Grey Cliff factory
they
had there, and they hand-rolled me some. And she was really mad at me later. She's like, you should have talked to me. I thought we were both lost. I was like, it's a fucking port city on an island. How lost can you get?
Yeah.
And somehow she didn't see it that way. Anyway, still married.
Yeah.
Those are some good memories, but, you know, that's one thing that is associated really closely with cigars,
mm-hmm.
you know, and Ray Lewis talked about it with the legendary moments, right? You can use a cigar to create a legendary moment, right? And I think we all have, you know, some times that are really close to our heart surrounding smoking cigars and, you know, fellowship around a cigar. So keep that aspect of the hobby alive. As soon as this becomes a commodified, consumerist, you know, consumption habit, then it's dead.
Yeah.
Right?
I was going to say, the reoccurring theme from all my time behind the counter and just hanging out at cigar lounges is it's always like, oh, this reminds me of my grandpa or my dad. That's, you know.
And that's why I decided to share the Opus 6 today, because he put right on the box, it's about the people, stupid. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And just a great reminder for everybody out there. That's why we really smoke cigars.
Mm-hmm.
Although, you know, I smoke plenty on my own as well. It's sort of meditative. You know, there's that aspect as well.
Yeah.
But there's definitely a part of it where we hang out and fellowship and bond and meet new people.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that good stuff. So. All right, good segment. It is time for us to take our second break, and when we come back, we will do our cigar news of the week.
Yep.
You are listening to Burn Line Podcast. Don't touch that dial.
Making until they're sold out leather cigar cases travel cases just because of how expensive everything's getting, so unfortunately they're going to stop making leather cigar cases.
Doesn't Peter James make a lot of the branded, like Alec Bradley and stuff like that. Those are all actually Peter James, right?
Yeah, they make some stuff.
Yeah.
West Tampa Tobacco Company releases the Dark Time cigar. So that should be interesting.
Okay, didn't they just come out with the Devil Crab?
Yeah, they did.
Okay, they're dropping some... The West Tampa Red won the brand of the year last year on a burn line because their social media presence and branding is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so...
Limited run. So, 6x54 Toro uses an American Broadleaf song down in Gas, Pennsylvania. Over Ecuador and Sumatra, take a shot. And binder and fillers from the DR and Nicaragua.
By the way, if you're interested in Ecuadorian tobacco, don't miss last week's show where we gave you all of the skinny any on Ecuadorian tobacco.
And MSRP $29.99, limited to 2,500 boxes, 10 a box.
Interesting.
Yeah, so a little pricey, but...
So they found a way to use up their spare tobacco. Mm-hmm. Okay, good one, West Tampa.
Yeah.
What else?
So Espinosa ships Chef's Special 2025, Knuckle Sandwich, Puro Nicaragua, and Warhead Independence Day. So three releases in one. The Knuckle Sandwich, if you're familiar, that is Guy Fieri's.
Yes. Yeah, it's an interesting collab. The truth is, you know, I don't like to say this, you know, like too much or out in public, but... I can't remember liking an Espinosa cigar.
I don't remember the last Espinosa I had. I'm pretty sure I had one.
I've had a couple, but every time I try them, they've just been meh. Mm. We had one on the show, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. I just don't remember what
it was. It was pretty meh. Yeah.
So the Chef Special, the Knuckle Sandwich, is a 2025 release. 6x55 box press, uses a Brazilian Mata Fina over Nicaraguan binder and filler. Does not specify, but it's Nicaraguan.
You know Guy Fieri was on the Rogan podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where I heard the cigar from.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an interesting guest. Like,
that guy's pretty
UFOs good. And burgers or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's so funny because, like, he doesn't fit the fucking stereotype, which I don't know if there is one anymore. I think Gordon Ramsay, like, ruined celebrity chefs for everybody, but you know, he's like the guy that, you know, like Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, like it's totally not your French chef with like the attitude, cooking food, you know, he's like just this dude, drives like a fucking Corvette and shit, you know what I mean? Like,
I went to his restaurant in Manhattan, right off of Times Square, it was okay, a little expensive, obviously, it is Manhattan.
Yeah. But yeah, it doesn't matter whose name is on the sign. You're paying money in Manhattan, right?
Yeah, pretty much. And then Viajes Summerfest Collector's Edition coming to the stores. It is a 6.25x54 torpedo with a shaggy foot.
All right.
So, it's going to have an Ecuadorian Habano wrapper. It's actually three. The binder and fillers are Nicaraguan and uses Mexican, Maduro, and Ecuador and Connecticut wrappers. It's like three different sticks. It's not telling me the other sizes, but... Then Tatuaje's 7th Corojo Taxtula is heading to the stores. That is a 5x5/8 Corona. It's going to use Nicaraguan binder and filler. And uses a seed wrapper grown by the Garcia family. Mexican San Andreas wrapper, obviously because of Taxtula, if you're familiar. So that'll be. I'm gonna be looking for that one. That's what I got, sir.
All right. Well, it is time to rank this cigar. So we are smoking the Nasser Cigars, The Goat, and this is a A.J. Fernandez cigar. It really is an A.J. cigar, and you know, by that I mean the tobacco is grown by A.J., it's rolled by A.J. in his factory. The only thing that's not A.J. is, you know, the Mexican wrapper,
mm-hmm.
and but It was a collaboration with Jeff Nasser, and it was originally just for his shop.
Yeah.
Now it is limitedly available around the U.S. We are smoking the 5x52 Robusto, which retails for $16.67. Most folks, you know, pay a little bit more than that with taxes and stuff.
Yeah.
But there's no extra markup on it yet, even though it's a highly limited release. Mexican San Andres wrapper, a Viso Carojo binder from Condega, with fillers from Esteli and Jalapa, including Carojo Ligero. And my final strength that I'm going to give it is a 5.
Mm-hmm.
I think it started out stronger than that.
Yeah, I agree.
And it's ending right at a 5. Body is medium, so it's not, you know, as thick and chewy as like a full-bodied cigar, but you can definitely feel it, silky smooth, plenty of smoke output. You know, it's not a smoke bomb, but there is smoke. You can tell when you're smoking it.
Yeah.
Right? And then for the flavor, I've got mid-complex. It didn't change flavors, but you had a lot of flavors coming in and dropping out.
Yeah.
So probably not, you know, a complex flavor profile, but a little bit more, a little extra than mid, right? And tasting notes including earth, cocoa, baking spices, sweetness,
mm-hmm.
etc. So we're going to start with presentation. My cigar was beautiful. Yours was good. You know, it wasn't as beautiful as mine. Unfortunately, the cello does distract from the cigar. It's too shiny. You know, they have one of those bright, crystal clear
mm-hmm.
Cellophanes, and I even had to take the cello off to take, like, photos for social media and stuff.
Yeah, light was just bouncing off.
There's no way, So there's other cello that's more matte finish that works better for presentation, I think. The box is great. Cigar is great. The only complaint I really have is that AJ Fernandez band
mm-hmm.
clashes. It's the wrong color red, and you notice it. You know, it's like wearing pink and red at the same time. You don't do it.
Well, they're both on the red spectrum.
Yeah. So I've got a 7 for presentation. I think it's well above average.
Yeah.
For cigars in this price range, it's definitely not at the top of the list, but it's above average. So.
Yeah.
7. 7 for presentation, and then construction. So we usually start with a 10 and sort of take points off. Burned beautifully.
Yeah.
Before you ashed all over Tom's carpet. Yeah.
Sorry, Tom. Happy birthday.
2.5 3-inch ash on yours.
Yeah.
Hey, burn line great. We didn't even touch up these cigars.
Mm-hmm.
A bit of a slow burner. I mean, we're an hour into the podcast and we're halfway done.
And I like it that way.
Yeah. Yeah. But not the kind of slow burner where, like, because it's not burning.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty of smoke available whenever you puff on it. You had some fruit pecked and fingerprints, basically, on yours.
Yeah, but no biggie.
No biggie. I don't know. Is it a 9 or a 10?
I'll give it a 10, man. That was dope.
I think it's 10. I can't really take points off. So that brings us to price, and of course, when we talk about price, we're really talking about value,
mm-hmm.
right? And this is a really great cigar. I can see me smoking this all the time, mm-hmm. except I can get some really good cigars for
$16,
half the price.
Yeah,
right. So $17. That's a lot of money. What else is in the $17? That Hemingway Oscuro
mm-hmm.
signature.
Placencia.
A bunch of Placencias are in that price range. And it's a Robusto. It's not a shit ton of tobacco.
Right.
For $17. And we said, like, the new average price for a Robusto is $13.
Yeah.
That's a fair price for Robusto nowadays. Well, 17 is 30% more, right? Above average. So I think the tobacco is worth the $17, and we'll talk about this in experience a little bit more, but it does, I think, limit, like, how many I'm going to buy and smoke,
mm-hmm.
because if this was $11, I would have bought boxes, and I would be regularly working this into my rotation.
Yeah.
At 17, I'm just not going to. You know, it can't be a daily. So I think the price is fair for sure for the experience and flavor.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm right at a 5. It's just like average, yeah. right where it should be for the experience. And
you can do a decent amount with it.
Well, yeah.
You can grill. And walk a dog.
Well, let's talk about that in under experience.
Okay.
But for price, do you think 5 is good?
Yeah, 5. I would definitely like to see it lower.
So that brings us to flavor. And I think both of us, you know, really enjoyed this flavor.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, just thinking through my cigar smoking friends, I have some that, like, all they smoke is Padrones. I think they would like this because it's rich.
Yeah, kind of robust.
But it's much lighter than a Padron, but it's rich. But I think they would still like it. And I have some friends that smoke, like, Ashton Whites all the time. I think they could still enjoy this. It's not too strong or peppery,
mm-hmm.
you know, where they're going to get put off by it. So I think the flavor has a broad appeal. And it just tastes good, you know? It's like, maybe you like a spoonful of peanut butter. Maybe you like a spoonful of jelly. But you slap those together between two pieces of Wonder Bread and you have the next, you know, mm-hmm. fucking wonder of the ancient world.
Yeah.
you know? And that's what they do with the flavors. Like, any, if you pick out the individual flavors, you're like, oh, that's a good flavor. That's,
mm-hmm.
But put together, it's actually more than, right? So I had a 9 for flavor. You think that's too much?
No, I agree. 9. It's really good. Also, I don't know about you, but not that it's a flavor, but I'm getting like a menthol-y feel on my lips.
Little cool tingling?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's probably from nicotine content
mm-hmm.
in the wrapper. Yeah. Definitely that cooling sensation. Interesting.
Yeah.
So that brings us to experience. I'm going to disagree a little bit. I don't think I'm going to smoke a $17 cigar while I'm grilling.
No.
I just don't. I usually don't. You know, I have really good cigars that are $10. I smoke those. I do think the price limits its use case a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I think it limits whether I'm going to pick it up off the shelf because it's like, sure, it's an AJ. There's a lot of AJs in there for single digits still,
mm-hmm.
you know, or at least 11, something like that, 10, 11. And it's a Robusto for $17, right?
Mm-hmm.
You could give it to a cigar buddy friend because it's like a limited edition, like it was never available in the U.S. before. I think they first shipped over like December of last year, very late November for the first stores got them.
Yeah.
So they're still kind of new. Right. I think it's a lounge cigar mostly. I mean, you can definitely smoke it a lot of different places, but it is probably a sit down and enjoy it cigar.
Yeah.
Because it has the price for it and has the flavor for it. What do you think for use case?
Definitely lounge, or if you can smoke it in your backyard on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely not walking the dog or doing yard work. Yeah, like you said, that price point kind of like.
Kind of kills that.
Yeah. I don't know about golfing with it either.
I can see, yeah, I could golf with it. I can see that. I do smoke expensive cigars when I golf. Some of it, sometimes it's a flex. And I think being able to say, like, hey, this is a really hard to find cigar. That gives you bragging points, you know, so I can see doing that. But it's not nice enough to gift somebody unless it's a cigar buddy. So I've got like a 6 for experience. It's above average, but it is limited. So
yeah, 6 or 7. Yeah.
Let's give it a 7 because I really like the cigar.
Yeah.
So that brings the total score for the Nasser the Goat by AJ Fernandez to 38. So pretty good showing there, and we appreciate you joining us on Burnline Podcast this week. And every week.
Mm-hmm.
So what have we got coming up for the show? I've got the Fermin
mm-hmm.
next week, I think. So a little bit hard to find fancier cigar. And maybe something else cool coming down the pipeline. So
Looking forward to that. And looking forward to you guys joining us on the interwebs. Thanks, as always, for watching Burnline Podcast. Johnny Midas and El Fumo signing off.